The Mud House by Richard Glover. Read by the author. We got stuck into the food and drink, and Philip and I joined the discussion. Neither of us had read the novel in question, but in this group, total ignorance did not appear a barrier to expressing a firm opinion. We drained our port schooners, and Phil poured another round. Phil had not only made the meal, he'd also made the table at which we sat. It was beautifully constructed from Huon pine with a pale, silky surface. I was hardly a craftsman, but even I could comprehend the skill involved in its dovetail joints and beveled edges, and I complimented Philip on his achievement. With his second port in hand, Phil enthused about the table, the art of woodwork, and how he loved the feeling of making something with his hands. He put on an LP, one of the stack of Bob Dylan records he played almost constantly, and the four of us danced to the music. The women were wearing jeans and Indian cotton tops. I found them both spectacularly attractive. I wanted us all to be friends forever. Philip and I decanted another bottle of port and managed to spill a good measure over our feet. "That's for later," I confided. "I'll be able to suck that out of my boot on the way home." I went back to dancing while Philip took a breather, sitting back at his handmade table, running his fingers idly over the surface. "One day," he mused, "I'd like to build something bigger. A lot bigger. No, a lot bigger." He rapped his knuckles hard against the wood. "Like a house," he added. "We could just buy a block of land, you know, the four of us, and have a go." I laughed. Well, snorted, really. The women laughed. The idea was absurd. We all ignored it and kept dancing.